23. Does God know who will be saved and who will not be saved? This is not a question that we should be pondering on or asking, as it is not for us to know. In Romans 10 verses 6 to 7, Paul said, "Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven?" That is, to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep? That is, to bring up Christ again from the dead. However, I have given some thought to this question, but my actions are not dependent on it. My responsibility is to trust God with his plan and do what he has asked me to do. As an aside, what I have discovered is that sometimes God has chosen not to know the outcome of some people in Scripture. Here are three examples. There are many others. 1. God chose Saul as Israel's king and then repented for making Saul king, as if he didn't know he would rebel. 2. The Lord promised that he would take Israel into a land flowing with milk and honey, but most of those who heard the promise, including Moses, didn't enter. 3. Genesis 6 verses 5 to 6, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. It is as if God wished he had not made man on the earth. Did God know mankind would do this, or did he choose not to know for his own sake? I believe the latter. The key message we need to understand is that God's desire is that no one perishes, but all come to repentance.